Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I have swiftly pivoted from Team Wendy to Team NECA.
I mean, with the swiftest friend. That is also my first thought. Okay. I cannot believe this.
Girl, Wendy, you looking crazy.
You and your husband.
Both of yous. Come on. Why you got Happy Eddie out here looking like this?
Why? Did you set him up like that?
This is the illest setup.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wendy, you gave your husband the illest setup.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You both absolutely look crazy out here. He didn't need to be involved in this craziness.
Oh, neither did Meta.
Neither did the Facebook. Leave Mark Zuckerberg out.
Like, out of this.
Out of this. Oh my God.
And I knew exactly what they were talking about too when they said that they were like following each other on Facebook and they knew each other in college. We're at that age where we like friended each other in college.
Yes. This is before Instagram. This is how you met people.
Pre-Instagram.
Yep. Or this is how you stayed and connected with people is Facebook. Same thing. African Student Association. They have an event. They create the event. They invite people.
We did this.
This is what we did. Why, Eddie, you pretending like you don't even know? What do you mean Facebook? Unfollowed on, who's on Facebook? Ain't nobody talking about now. We talk about 2008. Nigga, what the hell? Stop acting dumb. Like, oh my God, they was on my nerves.
They were on my nerves too.
They were on my nerves. Oh, and I'm like, I stand by what I said last week where Wendy, I think she's tight that NECA didn't reach out to her first.
Absolutely.
Before coming on the show. I get that. Mm-hmm. But this, I don't know this girl, I've never met her campaign is just stupid.
It's failing.
It's failing. Really failing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyways, friend, what other thoughts do you have? What are you excited to talk about this episode?
That was so just, oh my God, I hated it. And then I still, okay, I'm really excited to talk about my lessons learned, so I don't have that many initial thoughts, but I still have a longing to get a little bit deeper with these ladies because I think they have the capacity to, and I get annoyed that we get bogged down with these little fights about Facebook and about who knows who, when like NECA and Candace really could be talking about privilege and like really could have a conversation about that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Wendy and NECA can really talk about being first generation and like the expectations of being an LA girl versus a Nigerian girl, or like a Potomac lady versus being a Nigerian lady. Mm-hmm. I was very disturbed last week. We didn't mention it. I was very disturbed last week by Wendy's mom's skin tone.
Girl, we didn't talk about it.
Was the fuck wild?
Why,
especially after last season with all this colorism, this and that back and forth.
Yeah, and especially after all the online receipts, everybody digging up her old photos. Because I had when we watched it, I was like, was her skin always this light?
Nope.
But I didn't do my research before we recorded to like out the lady out for bleaching on fucking air.
Exactly.
But
I have. I've been knew that this lady been bleaching. I believe I have said this previously on this podcast.
Yeah, like, she bleaches it's so like absolutely undeniable now. Yeah.
It is when all your kids walk in and they all chocolate dark,
chocolatey dark chocolate cocoa brown. Where you come from, Miss
Girl?
Oh my God,
it's upsetting. It was upsetting, and then to have all this projection on these young children, very upsetting. Yeah. I am very upset about this. About her mom.
Yeah, it's not good.
Ugh. Not good at all. Mm-hmm. And something that I feel like we could get into and we can't because Juan knocked over the sterno. You know?
I know. Fucking Juan. Mess.
Speaking of Juan, for my listeners.
Speaking of Juan. Okay.
How important is it for husbands to be in women's business?
Okay.
How important is it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
We had Juan show up when he never does. Never shows up to anything. So he showed never. Up today. No clue why. We
no
have
idea.
NECA's husband who showed up and stood on motherfucking business and said, you know me, nigga.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
play with me.
Don't
right?
play with me. Yeah.
We saw Eddie humming a ha, unprepared. And we have yet to see Chris, who was all up in the drama last season.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm.
And obviously, you know, is dealing with the repercussions of that, I think, still.
Yeah.
So how important is it for your spouse to, like, show up and be involved and be there for you and support you when, like, this is a women's business? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. That is a great question. Because it's like you want the support of your husband, but also... Mm-hmm. But also this is women's business and people are quick to point that out. So then what's he doing here? You know what I mean?
You know.
So it's a
Peter
fine
Thomas,
line.
R-O-H-
Peter Thomas with his peach. My God. Talk about a real house husband. Jeez.
God.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the ultimate. We had a Mount Rushmore of the house. We need to do that one.
Oh my God. Yes.
A Mount Rushmore of the house husbands. House Let's think husbands. On that. We gotta think on that one for next episode.
For next week. Yeah. That would be a great pre-show. Yes, mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
But yeah, Peter, he already got a slot, obviously. Oh my God. Oh,
oh
Lord.
God. Okay, what about your thoughts?
Okay. So yeah, NECA and Wendy, that whole shenanigans was my first thought. And then yeah, Wendy, this whole plan is just backfiring because now your mom is involved. Now your mom is calling NECA's sister.
Oy, yeah.
Further proving that y'all know each other.
True.
Further prove your mother has somebody's number. Hello. Hello. Like,
yeah.
So fuck. Your mama wasn't even in on your lie. So now your lie looking extra shaky. Oh my God. And then now Eddie getting dragged in. It's totally backfired by episode 4. Like, this was a stupid plan, Wendy. It really was. Which I feel like it was started off as punishment for her not reaching out to you, but you needed to come with something else because this denying her is just literally fell apart. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to it. But when she starts to like align herself with Mia, I was like, okay, I'm out. Like
that was crazy. I was like, how dumb berserk. Do you think everybody is? That's a thing with Wendy. She thinks everybody's dumb.
It's dumb. Yeah.
Including people watching.
Yeah. All of us, like,
all of us,
they had that moment where Robin was in the confessional, like, this is deflection 101. And I was like, yes, Robin, I know. Like,
yeah,
girl, oh my God, disappointing. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and what I'm excited to talk about is very akin to your question with husbands and all that, you know, their involvement. Mm-hmm. If you got beef with my husband, can we be friends?
Oh!
Not the exclaim.
That sounds so exhausting. Have beef with somebody's fucking husband.
Husband? Why am I beefing with your husband? Like, what?
That's crazy.
Crazy. No. But there's a lot of beefs with husbands. You got Candace beefing with Ashley's ex, quote unquote. Husband.
No, husband.
With Giselle and Juan playing nice, but they was beefing, as we learned.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beefing going along among the friends, your friends' husband.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We shall see.
Mm.
Anyways.
Anyways.
All right. Friend.
Okay.
Let's talk about some stuff. You have things to share. I have things to share.
Yes. Okay, I have something to share with you that is so fabulous, and you're going to die. So, this lady, her name is Madeline Brockway Legrone.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that name?
No.
Neither has anyone else.
Yeah.
So, on TikTok this weekend, she revealed her wedding week. This bitch is a billionaire with no, there is no doubt about it that this bitch is a billionaire. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Her wedding, they stayed in the Palace of Versailles. Stayed there. Yes.
Oh, all
yes.
Her and her guests?
Oh, her and all her guests.
I didn't even know that was allowed.
Me either.
What?
I don't even know who you call. I don't even know. What do you call the front desk? I don't even know who you call. So then.
Versailles.
So she did that. She had two dinners. The 2 days before, she had a dinner at Chanel, the House of Chanel,
oh
and
my
a dinner
God.
At Dior.
Send me these. Oh my God, I need
will
this content.
Send you this is fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Then, she showed her bachelorette party.
Yeah.
It was at Amangiri. Do you know what Amangiri is?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's a resort in Utah. Lavish, luxury, amazing. Beautiful Native American stuff everywhere. Wellness, food, fresh food.
Luxury.
The most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life. Guess at the cheapest room. The cheapest room.
Oh,
last time
God.
I checked.
I don't even know.
Cheapest room for one night, $1,900.
Mm-hmm. I know it is.
$1,900.
The cheapest.
She had her and all her bad bitches there, and they had different themes every night.
Oh.
Bitch! Oh my God, the themes were everything!
Oh, really?
Oh my God, she, yeah, it was everything. It was everything. Her last night was Marie Antoinette's last Halloween.
Ooh, they had the wigs. Oh my God!
Let me just show you this. Okay.
This is her bachelorette.
This is the last night of her bachelorette party. She had DJs, she had dancers, she had all of her friends there. She had at least 12.
Wow.
At least.
So
she
who
had
is
drones.
This?
Some girl named Madeline Brock. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Who's she marrying? Who's her daddy? What's
I
she
don't
do?
Know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
What?
No one knows. This lady is a billionaire, though. There's no doubt about
I
it.
I mean, that the two-second snippets I saw of that video of her bachelorette, not even the wedding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she had a golden hour theme. She had Aliens Among Us. Aliens Among Us was fucking everything.
Oh, my God.
This is all at the resort that she had.
Wow.
Right? And Aliens Among Us being the theme at a resort in Utah. Sick.
That's cool. That's
you know,
sick.
You see every star.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
Moon,
you get the whole galactic feel to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Ooh, send me that. Who's this?
I will send you.
Madeline,
all
what?
Madeline Brock Legray.
Brock Legray. Legray. Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for the content, Madeline.
Yeah, I know.
My God, I can't wait for somebody to get married so I can just get back into line and just get to plan it again. I miss it so bad. I
it's
really do.
So crazy to me.
I have one wedding. I put, you know, so many ideas into one.
Yeah.
I have so many other ideas, though.
Do you know? Really?
Endless. I have so many other endless amounts of ideas for bachelorettes, for bridal showers. I mean, I can only pick one, you know? I can only do one of one thing.
Yeah, you can only do one.
I have tons of ideas, so...
Wow.
I'm ready to dive back into this world. But yeah, send me the content so I can just like, you know, keep myself satisfied till then.
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh, love that.
I know. Okay. I was so excited to share it with you. I know how you feel about it.
I deeply appreciate
the fucking top wedding.
Oh yes. There was another wedding from forever ago. I don't know if I shared it with you. You maybe have saw it. Brooke from Naked Beauty went. It was a wedding out in, you know which one I'm talking about, right?
I do. Yep.
It was like circus, Cirque du Soleil type theme.
Yep.
Like the middle of France somewhere or something.
Yes, it was international. I remember this
international. Yeah. And yeah, all the different fits and the looks and the performances. And it was not even just the wedding itself, the invitation. I remember the invitation. It was something I'd never seen before. It was like a whole production just to open it. And then it was like glass and it was personalized to each person. It was like, again, the invitation alone is like $50,000. Like these people are.
They're wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for y'all to spend the money so I can just gawk and love it.
Yeah, I'm happy you guys got the drone footage, and I can look at your crazy TikTok.
Look at your
my bed, my full size bed. Look at
that. Oh God, love it.
Wait, what do you have to tell me, friend? I'm excited.
Okay, so one thing I had, which the single ladies, our little group text on Instagram. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, we share stuff every now and then, dating, whatever. So either my sister or Audrey shared this. I don't know if you saw this. I think it was on TikTok, but shared on Instagram. This woman was telling this story about how she was talking to a guy on a dating app. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, you know, arranged a date. Let's meet at this restaurant for dinner. He laid out the specific restaurant. She's like, okay, bet. She shows up there at the restaurant. He stands her up. He just doesn't show up. And so she's like, all right, whatever. I'm here now. She eats dinner, gets a drink, whatever. Then she does a little digging online and finds out that there's other women who've had that same issue where...
With this guy?
With this guy or some guy or whatnot. But the same thing. They all arrange at this restaurant, get stood up. And then they end up just staying and having a dinner or whatever, whatever. Turns out that restaurant.
This is marketing strategy for the restaurant.
Crazy.
Yep.
This restaurant is posing as men on dating apps and doing this to basically get women in. Because chances are you wait around. You're there. You're going to get a drink. You're going to get dinner. Yeah. You're going to invite a friend over and you're going to bring business in.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Isn't that crazy? And they're targeting women because they know women will bring in the cash and men will just leave.
Men will just leave. Go home and eat their old Chinese.
Old Chinese or try to like go out and kill the girl. Like who even knows what would happen if it was a man? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like men are so volatile. With women, they're so low risk and they're such high reward. Oh my God, that is fucking sick. That
so
is
they said
sick.
Apparently they're partnered with like some bot app. Some app that is like rating bots for restaurants or business establishments that can literally operate as like a real person on an app, arrange a date, like you're talking with this fucking AI.
An AI.
That then gets you out to this restaurant to be stood up. It's so cruel. It's so sick. This is kind of like the dark side that we all knew of AI and all this stuff where people are getting scammed and swindled over something that seems seemingly low stakes. Like, okay, she's just, you know, stood up on a date, whatever. She has dinner by herself, blah, blah, blah. But you don't know what that woman went through that day.
Right.
What if that was the cherry on top? You know what I mean? What if that was a cherry on top that set her on over the edge? Now she's been stood up by this guy. Now her self-esteem's in the gutter. You know, she's going through whatever, bad breakup. You have no idea to play around with people's lives like that just to make a $50 bill over some fucking sea bass and potato. Like, what?
Or for them to even get even more content on the internet because they know that what a woman will do is whip out her phone and say, well, I enjoyed my this and this and I loved it that this is in this restaurant. It didn't matter. They know that women are going to do that and they don't want to pay for the fucking content. That is sick.
Yeah.
That is nasty.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Free marketing from the woman that you fucking screwed over. Like,
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's exactly because they know they're gonna say it was set up at this restaurant, but it was really good, guys. Let's go for girls' night. They know.
Yes, yes. Shout out to such and such restaurant. The bartender is really nice.
Yes.
Yep. Oh my God, that's so crazy. So
that's fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy. And I don't even know because I'm like, stay vigilant out there, y'all. Like, how do you even like advise people to? Because these AIs are so good. You're talking to a regular ass dude. You have no idea.
And you shouldn't even have that much conversation on an app to begin with. So I don't even know how good AI even has to be. Like, how much conversation are you really having before you go and meet a guy? Yeah. Not really that much.
And well, it depends because some women want to do a lot more conversation just because they want to feel more comfortable. But when I towards the end when I met Nate, like I was at a point where I was like, we talking a little bit and then it's like, all right, let's arrange the date. So I could definitely see myself getting swindled by this. We're just doing a couple pleasantries. We're, you know, acknowledging shared interests. And then it's like, all right, cool. Let's move this. Like, let's meet in person. And so it's, yeah, it could work very perfectly for a lot of women who are like just jaded and just want to get on a date, you know?
Yeah. Or just like are efficient with their dating. There are women who go on 4 dates a week and they just don't have time to like talk on these apps. No, you know what I mean?
Let's just meet in person, whatever. Yeah.
How are these apps going to combat this though?
That's the question. Hinge. Bumble.
Hinge been under fire.
This is the question. How are y'all gonna, you know, weed through, I don't even know, I can't even speak in technology speak, like how do you like weed through the bots to understand who's real versus not when the AI intelligence and technology is so good now you know we're getting swindled, like but that's something they gotta figure the fuck out, because that can't be a thing.
Oh my god.
Restaurants and bars and different establishments, like different date night spots, if this is now gonna be part of their marketing strategy. They're gonna put budget towards these bot apps.
Where's the FTC? Where's the FTC?
We can't do this. This cannot be a thing. Oh my god.
That is so
stay vigilant out there. I don't know what to say. This is nuts. It's so crazy. Please email twoblackgirlsfromrose@gmail.com if this has happened to you, if you know somebody that this has happened to, if you have suspected that something like this was going on with you. Like, I'm so curious. Maybe we can crowdsource some solutions together.
Because
this is, that's nuts. And then the only other thing I had was if we can talk about Beyonce serving this platinum blonde wig at the Renaissance film premiere.
You didn't love it? I didn't love it because she was so washed out in those photos. It was very distracting to me. I was looking at the white woman.
I know. I noticed that very as well. Upsetting. Yeah. I don't know why they do that. But
I understand, like, I love the wig. I understand why it happened. If you have platinum blonde hair, if you have a silver outfit on, everything's shining, you're behind a silver curtain, and you're light skin, you're going to look white.
You're going to wash out. Yeah, it's going to wash it out, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, but it was distracting. I wasn't a fan.
Well, I loved it. I love the platinum wig.
Love it.
I love the alien superstar galactic Beyonce that she gave us. I don't know if you saw Donatella Versace's. So she was wearing Versace. Donatella's caption. I'm like, I know she got a good little intern working for her. The caption, Beyonce, you are unique. One of one. The number one. The only one.
Yes. She has a black gay intern.
I was going to say. She had a good little college student working for her.
Nice. I love Victoria Monet's outfit. Loved it.
She was wearing the red. The red. Yes.
I'm never going to get sick of the hoodie dress. Never. I can't wait to serve in a hoodie dress one day.
A hoodie dress. I know. They've been having a moment. They have. I loved Lizzo's look as well.
Lizzo looked unbelievably gorgeous.
Yeah, I loved her. The kind of like cascading like floral.
Yeah. Like,
bodice, I guess. Or not bodice, the tail end.
The skirt, I guess.
Skirt, yes. Kelly Rowland, loved her Madonna situation.
Yeah, I think that was Paco Rabanne too, who's been out the loop for a long time.
Okay, looked great. What was Hannah G doing there?
I did not know she went. Why did she go? She went and we didn't. That's so fucking crazy.
I saw the picture. I was like, you know what? Let me just go to the next one.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't, or else I'll self-explode.
Yeah.
I'll just turn into dust. If I look at it too long,
out
I'll
of anger.
Like,
yeah.
Out of anger, out of mediocrity, I'll just die.
Just die.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm excited for my Beyonce Renaissance birthday next Friday. God.
I'm excited too. But that's next Friday?
That's next Friday already.
That's crazy.
I know. November just went bloop real quick. Yeah. Super, super quick. But yeah, excited. I haven't been reading. I guess the movie's not out yet.
December
1st. Okay. Plus, I'm trying not to read nothing or nothing. I'm just saving it for my birthday. Anyways, it's popping on Patreon, y'all.
It is. Shout out to Patreon.
Shout out to Patreon. If you want to listen to this episode ad free, if you want to watch us on video, join us on Patreon. We're also wrapping up Golden Bachelor. this week, Bachelor in Paradise, I think next week. Join Justine and I on the Patreon community chats.
Yes.
It's a fun little group text where we'll be talking about all kinds of nonsense. And yeah, check us out. Patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose. You can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. People have been loving the free trial, y'all. They've been sticking around, join the community. So check us out. Shout out to the Rose Garden. We love you guys. Please continue to rate, write reviews, and subscribe. Find us on Instagram, on TikTok. Tag us on your story. Share us with the world. Everybody know you are watching Potomac with your girls. All right, Justine, do we have any lovely church announcements?
Church announcements. We do, we do. Just shout out to Naomi, who just gave us some love. She has been like going through it a little bit and just gave us some really, really nice positive thoughts, which I just love. Thank you for keeping us going. Because this gets around this time, Q4, people are like, oh my God, you guys, I'm slacking at work. I'm like, oh, I have to show up no matter what.
Yeah.
So this is nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Naomi.
Nice. All right. Should we dive into this recap?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we open up with NECA picking her husband up at the airport.
Yes.
Didn't know he was a travel doctor. So that's
Didn't
a thing.
Know he was a travel doctor with no bag and flies in the scrubs.
I didn't even notice all of that.
Bravo.
Damn.
We couldn't get this guy a hoodie or something.
You're right. He did
Make
come out with
realistic.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So that whole thing was staged, probably.
The whole thing. And everything he flew was in his pocket? Like,
right, where the bag at? Nothing. He didn't have a bag, you're right. Unless they didn't film him, put it in the car or something? I don't know.
Maybe?
Either way, flying in your scrubs seems like...
That, I've never seen.
Yeah.
And a lot of people travel, and a lot of people are nurses, and I've never seen that before.
In scrubs. Oh, well. Well, they were setting the scene, I guess.
They were. Yes, he's to let us know.
He's a travel physician.
Yeah.
So twice a month, he leaves for a whole week.
Yeah.
Which is, that's a lot of time away. Jesus.
That sucks.
That really sucks. Seems temporary, though. They're talking about him, you know, finishing out or something, then he'll be home and or whatnot. But yeah, also rough because they're trying to get pregnant. So trying to line up her ovulating with when he's in town and... just stress.
Which is not a thing. You ovulate for like 3 days a month.
So. Yeah. Like. And you don't know if that's going to fall on his week. So that just sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're driving home together. Karen calls, invites her to pickleball. She's getting all the ladies together. She said the group needs some healing because we have many beefs happening.
So much beef. Oh my
Candace God. Versus Ashley, Candace versus Giselle, Robin and Karen, Juan, and just his whole mess.
This show.
Juan
and Bravo.
Juan and Bravo. Beef. Exactly. Wendy and me, like there's everybody's beefing. So she invites NECA, all fine and dandy. So NECA reminds us about her and Wendy's beef. And how NECA's cousin got a phone call from Wendy's sister saying that NECA has been using Wendy's name for clout. That's like the story where it started. And so NECA's husband, his theory is, well, maybe Wendy wanted to be the only Nigerian and she thinks you're like coming for her spot or something. Which that way of thinking is so sad if that's how Wendy was thinking.
So immature. That is
very
crazy.
Immature. And why you want to be the only one. I would be so thrilled if another Jamaican girl came into the mix.
Right.
Like I have an ally. Yes. Yeah. I have a friend. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, even if she's a shit, I'll find that out later. But we're going to start this off as friends. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. They're going to have a jollof rice off. You know, invite everybody. You know
Please.
What I mean? Like,
yes.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So we then learn from Ike. Is it Ike or Ike? Is it Ike? I don't know. Ike?
Damn.
I feel like they're calling him
either.
Ike.
I just watched this.
I know. Yeah. I feel like they're calling him Ike, but I don't know why in my head I'm thinking Ike. But anyways, we learn from him that Eddie now is in the same fucking amnesia business, and now he claiming that he don't know Ike either. And we learn that they both went to college together. They went to College Park in Maryland.
Yep.
They attended the African Student Association. They were friends on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
You know they walked the fashion show together.
They was in the fashion show. You know. They did the cultural luncheon together.
Yep.
Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
They did the, you know, sweaty Saturday party. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, y'all... Yeah. Y'all know each other. College Park is a mm-hmm. big school, but ain't that big. Like, the black
and the African society.
The African society, right, is big, but it ain't that big.
Yeah.
So yeah. What am I saying? Okay. So turns out Eddie recently unfriended Ike mm-hmm. on Facebook,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is crazy. And
it's crazy. It also sounds like Wendy found the laptop open. Scrolled through his friends and then unfriended.
And unfriended, right? God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now Eddie's going along with this dumbass lie, and I'm sure mm-hmm. Eddie would have been perfectly fine acknowledging this dude.
Absolutely.
But now he gotta be doubled down on this stupid ass lie with Wendy.
That I know his wife crafted. Because this is so there's so many things missing.
Eddie.
It's so petty so that petty. You know she was in on this. That's mm-hmm. why it's frustrating.
Has to be. Yeah. Side note, fun fact, my sister is Facebook friends with all these people because she went to College Park, Maryland and knows everybody on this.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yes, she knows Eddie. Really? She said he tried to hit her up. He tried to...
He tried to take her out
like freshman year or something. I mean, this is like literally 20 years ago, but like, yeah, she knows Eddie for sure. They're still friends on Facebook, I think she said. Ike as well.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. College Park is a big school, like 30,000 kids, but it's a small world. The black population and then the black population that's involved in on-campus activities, like, it's small.
right.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So yeah, small world, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Giselle and Robin go for food.
Yep.
And first of all, Robin's spicy margarita was huge. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. I know. Honestly, you guys are the king of drinks. You guys are the king of happy hours. You guys are the king of a special.
Down in DC?
Down there. Mm-hmm. Oh man, love a happy hour. They love a brunch special with an unlimited mimosa, and they don't fuck around. They will give you straight champagne, no orange juice. They don't
love
care.
That. Love that. Oh. Yeah. So yeah, Giselle, she got her cougar meter on. She's like,
yes,
looking at the waiter, like,
the waiter,
how old are you?
Oh no,
Lord. Just stop while you're ahead, girl, please.
Yeah, you have one. Stick with that one, please.
So yeah, Giselle and Robin, they discuss the upcoming pickleball game.
Mm-hmm.
Robin claims Wanda's coming and claims that they are both still on their We Don't Care campaign. So that's the same energy they're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Then Giselle tells us about some beef. She's got recent beef she got with
Encounter. Juan Dixon.
Mm-hmm. So at their recent Reasonably Shady live show in Atlanta, apparently Giselle and Juan got into it, and they had words, and, you know, she's in her confessional saying she doesn't ever want to be in a moment where, because she and Juan had words, that her and Robin can't be good.
Yeah.
So that's why she's, like, approaching Robin now. So she says Juan was yelling at her. Robin immediately was like, well.
Robin's lie. Can we talk about this?
Can we talk about this?
Because, okay, Robin's lie was, Juan was not yelling at you. He has a damaged voice from so much coaching, right?
And his hearing is bad.
So let's talk about the coaching, right? Because we have another coach on another franchise who wins so many games.
Who's this?
Coach Shaw. On Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He wins so many games that he makes buku money. He makes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good at his job that his wife is a public felon, one of the most famous felons in the country. Mm-hmm. And he still has his job. That's how good at his job he is.
Right.
And he manages to speak with people on a regular level. He doesn't yell at anybody because he's hard of hearing. He's not mean to people because he's just coaching all day. And he's a very successful coach and coaches football, so
definitely yelling on the field because it's loud.
It's loud as as fuck.
The way she could just come with an excuse to save Vaughn every single time is wild, yo.
That are clearly his lies. That is
that so are clearly his lies. Like, yeah.
Like,
I wasn't yelling at her, Robin. You know I got bad hearing because of the coaching I've been doing and the yelling I gotta do. And now here she come, like, do-do-do. Well, you know he has bad hearing and, you know, with the coaching and, like, she just spits out everything he says. It's so... it's nuts. Oh my God.
Oh, it's pathetic.
Very. So, Giselle says that Juan... I don't know if this was Giselle paraphrasing or if this was Juan's words. She said, he let me know he's a sexual dude. He, you know, had some excuses, you know, yada, yada, and then said, I did not, like 4 or 5 times. I did not have sex with that woman.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So... that's happened. Giselle at this point is like, I've said all I could say. Like, I...
Yeah. Yeah. I did not like that he did that, especially after last season. Again, especially referencing last season with Chris and Giselle in a one-on-one and how sour that turned. Can we not stick with Giselle with any husbands and any rumors and any lies? Can we not do that anymore?
Can we just not?
Leave that lady alone?
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, Robin then spills the tea from NECA.
Yep.
From their little brunch that they went to about how NECA knows Wendy and how Wendy's mom called and was threatening to submit her name to a shrine to pray against her or just whatever that mess was. And Giselle, of course, is like, again, former preacher's wife, she's like, I don't mess with none of this.
Yeah.
No parts of this. Yep. As much as we serve the Lord, we also believe in all of this.
All of that. Exactly. That's real energy that somebody's putting towards you. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't got to be practicing to know that that shit is real. And people praying against and submitting names or whatever the hell. I don't want no parts of it. Mm-mm. So Giselle immediately her antennas up. They're like, all right, well, we're going into this pickleball with a lot to talk about. Now we have a scene with Candace and Dorothy, her mother. Candace is talking about how her mom has a newfound respect for her as an artist. And they kind of like flashback to their past of like all the flashbacks of the mom just roasting her throughout the years.
Berating her.
Yeah, not good. On camera too, so like, so anyways, they go outside, they sit, they chat about her tour, about how much money she spent on the first leg of her tour, which was just, she called it the promotional tour, so it's just, you're not making money from this tour, you're literally just promoting yourself in the album. So it's just, it's just money out the out your pocket.
Nothing coming in.
But now this part of the tour is going well and everything like that. They're doing more cities, getting more exposure, but she like cannot spend more, like cannot spend as much money this time because Chris is big mad. He's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, because she told him to quit his job and now she's going and spending 6 figures on a promotional tour.
He going to be mad. Yeah.
The math is not mathing.
No, not at all. So yeah, so the mom, of course, Shady Boots, she texts in, she's like, so how's Chris? Is he making money? I was like, oh God.
Why is that the first question?
And what, like, it's also the way she asks questions.
It's the way she says it. It's the way she says it. Yeah. It can't be like, how's Chris's job? Is Chris making money?
It's wild. Just say, how's the new job going? You know?
Right.
But the bringing it to the money part is like it becomes shade. It's shady now. Like, that was unnecessary.
It was, but it's so black mom of her to say.
It's no like.
No couth. No whatsoever.
At all.
They've been through enough. This lady was probably born in 1960 something. Black people would just vote just now. She's tired.
Oh my God. So, Candace is talking about, their roles are reversed now. This time last year, he was working OD. She hated it. His work-life balance was totally off. Now this time, this year, she's gone on the road all the time. And She's like, yeah, it's a little bit of a double standard, but whatever. Happy wife, happy life. And
just, oh my God.
I'm getting away with murder out here.
Murder!
Murder. And then they talk about Robin. So mm-hmm. Candace and Robin have not been talking. Mm-hmm. Candace recently called her a fraud on a podcast.
Which, I mean, this was right after Robin sat in Andy Cohen's seat mm-hmm. and said that she thinks that Juan sat there and paid for that hotel room and then went back home.
Yeah.
Which seemed fraudulent. So
which seemed fraudulent.
You know? Yes. So I don't really blame her for that. And that's her coworker. At the end of the day,
yeah.
her coworker was like really fucking up with her money, with mm-hmm. the rest of them and their deliverables mm-hmm. For, mm-hmm. for their work.
Yeah.
And she was messing around with it. So yeah. I get it.
I get it. And said coworker's best friend was spreading lies about my husband. So like,
yeah.
you're associated with Giselle. She can't stand Giselle. So
yeah,
it's just all the way a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, time for pickleball. Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Karen is sporting a new body, yada yada, right? This seems brand new. She looked like this last summer or last
season? She might be Ozempic'd out, but she got new boobs last season. That helps a lot.
Okay.
No,
I'm talking about the body, like the waist looks snatched. It looked new.
Yeah, it's probably, I would say Ozempic probably. I didn't notice, and I don't know if, she's 60, so I don't know if the mm-hmm. lipo tummy like shows up in the same way on a 60-year-old as it would on a 30-some-year-old or 20-some-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
She looked tight. She looked great, but she looked new and
yeah.
tight.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. yeah.
So Karen's there. Ray is there. Ray still looking like God personified.
So it looked like he could be in the sky.
Up in the sky. Just right. Yes. Just raining down blessings. Got the full white beard in tow. Like.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. All right. Giselle shows up. So, you know, Karen's mm-hmm. shady boots already talking about, mm-hmm. you know, your new man, Jason, where he's at. He's still living your phone.
Uh-huh.
Giselle, good for not bringing nobody around.
Very good for bringing Cal.
For bringing that damn hairstylist. I'm so tired of seeing him as her date. God. Mia arrives. She's now been mm-hmm. upgraded to air kisses with yep. Karen.
Mm-hmm. So Karen keeping her boundaries tight.
Keeping them tight. And then we have Wendy and Eddie arrives. Candace arrives. Mm-hmm. Now it's awkward because me and Wendy aren't good. Giselle and Candace are like big time bad. So it's just like bad vibes. Like, mm-hmm. Now the group, mm-hmm. like no one gets along. And so I was forgetting myself why exactly Giselle and Candace are beefing other than the Chris accusations, but they replayed the reunion footage where I was like, oh,
that was bad.
I forgot about the dwindling uterus.
We talked about that. That was bad.
That was
real bad.
Not good.
Yeah.
And then Candace, when she went off, was like, you're sitting up here with your privileged looking white-looking ass. Mm-hmm.
That was wild, which too.
It was also kind of wild.
That was wild, especially coming from someone who comes from financial privilege.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To like throw it like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. And she gets real mad when people throw it in her face. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. I remember when this happened. Like, I knew where Candace was going with... They were having a whole conversation about... about colorism, the same shit we keep talking about with these ladies every day. The colorism. I think Candace was so in her feelings and was trying to make a point.
Yeah,
came off terribly. The words were clunky.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media, just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me. It's been really stressing me out. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
As hell, privileged, yes! White looking at. Everybody was like, oh God, Candace.
White? Oh, everybody's like, who's white?
What?
Like, Andy. Like, yeah. Who's white here?
And yeah. Chris, your husband. Like,
we yeah, all Chris, were like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm
oh,
proud of Chris.
Oh man. But I know what she was trying to go for, it just came out.
I knew what she was. Yeah. Yes, I knew what she was going for too. And I wish. I think I said this last season. I think we did a recap, or we did a pre-show on something.
Yeah, we definitely did.
But I remember saying, like, I just wish she went the wife angle. This is where you go when you say, you know what? My husband's not in women's business. You deal with me because I'm his wife.
Yeah.
Because who wants to be a wife so fucking bad, worse than Robin, is Giselle.
Damn. Yeah.
And you are a wife, Candace, so you stand up in that. You know what I'm saying? And use that as your power. Versus this, like, very ambiguous, lofty idea that she is getting away with things because she has green eyes and is light skinned. Those things are absolutely maybe true, I'm sure, in many different situations. But I...
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When it didn't work.
Didn't work. But yeah, so they replayed that. I was like, damn, yeah, okay, I forgot about that. but Candace in her professional said that Giselle's accusations against Chris, like, really impacted her marriage. And she said, quote, fuck that bitch forever. So that's where they stand.
I don't see how they can move forward at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Ashley arrives with a big old Hunger Games looking ass wig.
I love it.
I hated it.
I love big hair on Ashley. I love any big, large
like
hair.
This one. Yeah, this one wasn't it for me.
Yeah, it was a little Simba. It was a little Mufasa.
Yeah. It was a little Mufasa, yes. She also arrived with her little white male assistant.
Assistant. Yeah, I remember Karen had a young man like this too, Max or something. I remember.
Yes,
him.
I do vaguely remember a little white guy, like, walking by Karen. My question for Ashley, how does she have time to hire an assistant, but not a lawyer, to review that prenup?
I would love to know what needs assisting.
What needs assisting? How do you have the wherewithal to hire this little college student to schedule your TikToks? Like, I don't even know what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing either. I don't know what he's doing either. Because you have a nanny.
You have a nanny.
We saw those very incredibly strong Hulk-like children hoist themselves up onto the countertop.
Right, they are.
So they seem even
minding
more
self-sufficient
than we think.
Right. Yo, mama so be around. Good. Okay. They good.
Yeah.
How we have the wherewithal to hire this young man, but we couldn't find an attorney to see about this alimony. Her life decisions and choices make no
they're awful. Sense. They're awful.
They are horrid. When I saw him, I was like, she has an assistant? What?
God. I can't. I really can't. I don't
know. It's like Drew. Remember how Drew had four assistants?
Oh, God.
For Atlanta?
Yes. For her, like...
And we were all, like, for her EP?
Her EP and her HelloFresh, like, I don't even know. Tybo fucking, like, workout package. She was peddling one season.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
That's right. She got a BBL, and she was like, you guys lose weight with me.
Yes.
Girl, you got a BBL.
And it was like a food service too. Like they were giving people food.
Yes, it was frozen food. It was again, the FTC. Where are you?
Where are you? Oh my God. Ashley, I can't. I need to stop trying to make sense of
her life.
And you just
can't.
You just can't. Now, Karen, again, she's attempting to bring the peace, so she's, like, putting the teams together. She got Wendy, Mia, and NECA together.
Yikes.
Giselle, Ashley, and Candace. Also, yikes. Oh, my
God.
NECA arrives. Wendy was flat out gonna ignore her until NECA said hello. Yeah. She was like, hey. And she's like, oh, hey. And then kind of, like, turned back around.
Wendy, the strategy is not good.
It's not good. It's not good.
Really, yeah. And it's for somebody who is in a sorority, like, I feel like you should know how to navigate female friendships.
Female fakery than this. Like, come on. You gotta do better than this.
And faker. And she has a sister. I would assume the people who have sisters, they know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
They know how to navigate this. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, she walks in, you're just going to flat out ignore her. But then when people bring up, do you have a problem with her? I don't know her to have a problem. So why are you not saying hi to her when she walks through?
Exactly. Why do you keep pretending like you don't know her?
Yeah.
If you don't have a problem with her.
Exactly. What is seeing, it's seemingly active at this point. Like you're actively trying to make sure everyone knows that you don't know her. It feels like an active thing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she arrives, then Robin and Juan arrive.
I loved this editing.
They are on one with the editing, yo.
I love it. The quotes in front of them as they were walking in slow-mo.
Slow-mo from like the waist down, like you're just seeing their body moving and like the quotes, the text, the you know, Candace's voice saying some shit, like oh my God. So here they come in. Robin again looking like a groupie girlfriend. Was she always dressed in like a Fashion Nova bottle? No. Like this is new, right?
This is new that she looks like she works at La Marina and does the sparklers.
Yes. What is this?
I don't understand it. And it makes Potomac. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're just not fashion.
They're so touchable.
Yeah. You know? It's true. It is true. So Robin and Juan arrive. Everybody's like, the hell is Juan doing here? That's nuts.
Yeah.
So now we see the guys are off on the sidelines. We see Eddie introduce himself to Ike.
Oh my God.
We see Ike's face where you could like register in his face like, oh, he's actually doing this.
He's doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's doubling down, is going to pretend on camera now with everybody here that he doesn't know me. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And he was tight the rest of the whole.
Yeah. Like the whole.
Ike's face was like.
Yeah. Was pretty stern and somber. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Imagine that. That is wild. Can you imagine that?
I could not. Imagine swindling Crunch into drama so deeply that he is reintroducing himself to people and pretending that he doesn't know them. From his college that I did not go to. I cannot imagine him even going along with something like that.
No.
I can't. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I just... Poor Ike is like getting an introduction to this group. Like this. Mm-hmm. Thinking him just like NECA probably thought, oh, I have an ally. Oh, yeah, I know Eddie. Yeah. Da, da, da. And then you come in and suddenly it's like Hollywood, lights, camera, action. He's playing a role. And I'm like, oh, this is what y'all are on. Got it. Okay.
Like, oh, my God. And I don't know. You're like, you're a bunch of black men on television now, right? With Chris was not there. But again, you know, Chris is down for the cause. He's there with everybody. Yeah. And it's a similar thing with the ladies. I remember when Monique went after Candace, where they were like, we're all black women on TV. We have to be very careful about how we look. Mm-hmm. Black men, I'm sure, have the same situation with these husbandry conversations. Definitely. And things. Like, they do not want to be too much of anything, right? Yeah. Their identity is always up for grabs, always mm-hmm. up for debate, always up for struggle. And then you come in and this nigga fake with you?
Yeah, like off
That's
rip.
Horrible.
That's horrible. Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. Yeah. Just. Oh. Yeah, welcome, I guess. Okay. This is the
and
welcome.
They could have, they could have been the bartenders on Watch What Happens Live together, the two of them. How
That's
fun
what
would
I'm
that
saying.
Be? With the college sweatshirts on.
Yeah,
how fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Wendy, damn.
I just don't get it.
No,
I
don't get it either.
The brotherhood of the two mm-hmm. Nigerian couples, why mm-hmm. this is not happening. It is so disappointing.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So yeah, the ladies, they play some pickleball, whatever. You know, that was even like
whatever.
Whatever.
Not a highlight of the show
at
week.
All. So they gather around for food. Karen decides she's gonna give a whole speech about how the women are not in good places. And Robin, mm-hmm. like you, Robin, me and you, Robin, are not in a good yeah. place. And Juan yeah. is like, I'm out. He literally just like
Yeah. He exists. Just turned around and was like, gone.
Gone. He's like, I want no parts of this.
Yep.
And then Wendy and NECA get into it. Candace asks, mm-hmm. you know, both of them, she's like, are you guys in a good place? Like, are you guys good? Mm-hmm. And they both say the exact same phrase, which is, mm-hmm. I don't know her to not like her.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You guys.
That's so sad. Man.
And I think that Ashley fueled the fire, but I think it would have still gone on if Ashley didn't say anything.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
That's a good question. Because if Ashley, the whole Osu article, the whole yeah. blah, blah, blah. I mean, if that didn't exist, then we would have got NECA coming to Ashley's housewarming, right? And uh-huh. Wendy pretending not to know her. And then at some uh-huh. point, NECA would say to somebody, I know Wendy, but she's pretending
I know
like,
her.
It would have came yeah. out somehow. Some Yeah, I think this would have been no matter what, regardless.
Yeah,
of
right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Mm. So yeah, so they're both denying each other. Then NECA mm-hmm. brings up how Wendy's mom submitted her name to a shrine, and just the word shrine, everybody's face is like,
everybody's like, oh, the devil is here. The yeah. devil is here. Get the devil out of the place. Get the devil out.
Oh, those are all Christian women who do not play nope. with none of this.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So she brings that up. Wendy's like, what? Who's your in-law? I never called her. Mm-hmm. You see, everyone, she's lying. She just mm-hmm. saying all this mm-hmm. randomness to deflect.
All kinds of deflection. Oh, she does God. A lot of physicality. She gets up.
She gets
she starts
up.
Pointing.
Mm-hmm.
She starts
a lot of distractions. Yeah.
She starts flipping her wig around. Mm-hmm. She starts saying like really random phrases. Mm-hmm. Like you
performing.
Know, nothing but performing.
Putting on a performance. You've been a hater since day one. She got up and pranced. She was trying to have her like Kenya Gone with the Wind fabulous
yes!
moment.
Yes.
Exactly
yes.
what that but, was.
But that's the thing. She's not like psychotic enough like Kenya is. Kenya is like out of her mind. Like Kenya's crazy.
Yeah, she
right?
is. Yeah.
Kenya has a lot of issues. She has a lot of issues with women. It's like very obvious. We all saw it on camera. She yeah. exposed all that on camera.
Yeah.
Wendy
yeah.
is not willing to do all of that. And yeah. Wendy is not that. Wendy grew up in a nice family and she's a nice Christian girl and she's on this show with her nice husband and her nice kids. Like she doesn't do all that.
But she's trying though. She's trying
I don't
so
know why.
Hard.
Yeah, she's trying really hard to be like an iconic housewife.
Yeah. And it's just not... putting on these performances. The same way mm-hmm. we talked about two episodes ago when she pretended she didn't know what a PA was.
Oh my God.
And we're like, yeah. what are you, yeah. you've been on the season now for two, you know what a PA is. Why are you playing dumb? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she's here twirling around and it's like, it's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. And like flipping yeah. her wig and like doing yeah. the literal most to like create mm-hmm. a moment and to perform.
Mm-hmm. 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 And we all see through it.
We all see through it.
Oh, man.
Even Candace at one point was like, you could see Candace like cringing.
I know. Physically was like, oh my God.
Physically. Yeah. It was so cringe. Like.
Yeah.
So she again is doing all of this to create, as you said, a lot of gestures and distractions so NECA can't even really get her full story out, like the same way she mm-hmm. said it to Robin at lunch.
Yes.
So she's more so just like in defensive mode, trying to like defend instead of actually just mm-hmm. laying out, your mama calls and said this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
So then Wendy, again, with another deflection, brings up the OSU article and mm-hmm. tried to throw that in there as a dig. Like, see, she brought up the... And even Ashley's like, I already apologized and already owned yeah. that this was... So we why...
Did we did two this. Two times now.
We're good. Now you're trying yeah. to use that as ammunition. Like, what are you doing? Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Wendy, the ultimate deflection is like, you know what? I don't want to talk about this. You know what I want to talk about? Mia. How about me and you go and talk? Huh?
That's how bad this is? You would rather talk to the girl who threw a drink in your face and tried to physically fight you over Peter Thomas on a restaurant that is closed and then talk to this girl? About how the fact that you ignored her at the Burna Boy concert and now it's coming back to bite?
It was just comedy. Like,
yeah.
It was so obvious. Wendy.
It was. It was satirical.
Yes, it was like a parody of Real Housewives. What am I watching? It was so obvious. She was caught. She was reaching. She was looking like mm-hmm. Boo the Fool. And she put the cherry on top. And she was like, Mia, want to go talk? And Mia's like, you want to talk to me? We hate each other. What are you talking about? Just literally deflection 101. It was nuts.
Yep.
So she pulls Mia aside to talk about God knows what. Like,
I don't even know.
Mia like was just there, but like we didn't even see what they talked about really, because it's nothing. Meanwhile, Candace is talking to NECA about just like how upsetting it is. Like, she's like, the two Nigerian girls, y'all are fighting. Like, what is going on?
There's a lot of layers to this.
And I'm sure Candace too is upset. Like, we have another dark skin girl in the mix. Exactly. Now that we're already divided. I thought all three of us were gonna band up. Yeah. Now we can't.
Exactly. Like... Exactly. And isn't Kiana there? Kiara.
Yes.
I forget her name. I love her, though.
I love her, too. I think it's Kiarna. Okay.
Kiarna is so fabulous. She's cute. She's there.
Yeah.
And people brought up last week on the Twitter that she is the one, I believe, who started the bar fight.
That we're going to see.
Later this season. Okay,
Kiarna. You about to earn you your slot.
So, okay. Your peach.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait, what do they hold? What I always say crabs. I always say crabs, and it's not crabs. I think it's a champagne.
Oh, glass. God. I think it's a champagne glass, too. Not a crab. Phillips crab cake. Oh, God. Yeah, I think it's a little fluke, like a little champagne fluke.
Yeah, a little champagne. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So Candace, she's upset. We got the two Nigerian girls fighting. Like, what the fuck is happening? Then out of nowhere, Juan, he's playing pickleball and knocks into the fence that knocks the food over.
Yes.
The burners get on the ground.
The Sterno gets everywhere. Yes.
Little fire brewing is a mess. Just a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have now Wendy and NECA in opposite corners.
Opposite
Wendy
teams.
Still performing. You know, she got a Glock, but I got a bazooka for that ass. Girl.
Do you have a gun license? I feel like no. Your husband's company's name is Happy Eddie. I'm pretty sure you do not have a bazooka. I'm pretty sure. Fine. In your nice house.
But even that, like, Virginia. Line. So corny.
No, it's so corny.
It's not going to be a meme. It's Wendy. Not going to track after this episode. No, like, exactly, it's just corny.
It's deaded. The most iconic thing she's ever said is that she has 4 degrees and then got a sponsorship with degree deodorant. That is the most iconic thing since her first season. But everything else has been ridiculous. And Wendy, you know what I need you to do? I need you to get a writer. I know exactly who my writer would be if I was to be on Housewives. Yes, I already. Yeah. James.
Shout out to James. A member of the Rose Garden.
Yes.
And a Bravo historian.
He would write all my lines for me. Mm. We would study. We would storyboard. And we would get all the reads going. Because you can't, like... Because this is worse. I'd rather you be like Robin and be like, I don't care. I'd rather you do that.
Yeah. Wendy had another moment in the confessional when Juan walked in and she was like, oh, and they did a little round robin with all the women, like giving their first impression. And she was like, oh, I thought Juan would be in Canada by now, like learning
French.
I said, that hit so flat.
Oh my God, so flat.
I didn't do nothing.
So flat. She said that God took time on her and took her lunch, his lunch break on NECA.
On NECA.
Flat, girl. Flat. How unchristian is that to say? Girl, yeah. Please. Oh my God. I hate roasting this lady. I hate this lady.
I do too.
I love her little family. Her little family is so nice. So her husband cute. Is so nice. Their kids are so cute. Their hair is always nice. They're very nice to her. I hate this. I hate that she's this corny and whack.
Yeah, that it's this bad. Like, I don't want to do this either. God. So she's over here performing. Even Candace at one point was like, okay, I'm gonna get some water.
Like, I'm gonna go get
She's dying of cringe like the rest of us.
And she's the queen of a good read.
The queen of reading, so she can't associate with this. This is not good. And then you got NECA in the other corner telling, she's with Mia, Robin, and Giselle talking about how Eddie unfollowed her husband. And they're all like, what? That's crazy. So Mia confronts Eddie, who is denying that he knows Ike. He then calls Juan for help. And is like, Juan, come, Juan. Like, and it's like, well, Juan just introduced me to Ike. Mind you, Juan, we never hear Juan say a peep.
Yeah, Juan, well, okay. Did Juan go to University of Maryland?
He went to Maryland too. I think he's older.
He went to Maryland too. Okay, yeah. Okay. But he was a star. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody in Maryland knows this man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So he probably didn't know them.
I don't know if he knew them. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, Eddie's like, yeah, Juan just introduced me to Ike. Like, I just met Ike today. Juan's not saying a peep. He's just standing there. And now Eddie's story is he's never met Ike. He just met him today. Juan introduced him. So Ike is standing there and he literally says to Eddie, like, say it with your chest that you don't know me.
Yes.
Say it with your chest. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Eddie won't say it. He just says, I just met him today.
Backing in like that. Like Bart Simpson
into the bush.
Into the bush.
Yes.
Girl.
And it's just saying the line.
He knows that man.
He knows this man. But the line that he knows to say that was fed to him by his wife, more than likely, is met him today. Yep. Just say you met Juan, introduced you today.
Yep.
So Eddie's looking crazy because it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. And I think, who was it? Mia? Somebody said Eddie looked like he in the sunken place. Well,
And this is not the first time we've heard this about Eddie.
Really?
No, is not the first time somebody has said, like, Eddie's like following around Wendy and doesn't know what's going on. And lest we forget, I believe it is Eddie's family that abandoned him on account of him marrying Wendy.
Oh, I do vaguely remember this.
Isn't this a thing?
Something. Yes. We need to verify. But yes, I vaguely remember this. Family issues with his family and her. Yeah.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Big time. Like, he doesn't speak to his mom and dad or something because he's like married to Wendy. Yeah.
Oh,
something
God.
Real crazy.
Damn,
real petty.
Really? Damn.
Real bad. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So there's kind of like an upper hand that Wendy has that I think she takes advantage of.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, because this is not the first time we've heard, where is Eddie? Eddie is blank in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just repeating lines.
Yeah.
Like, he's a lawyer. He's a smart guy.
Well,
he made this new company, this weed company. Mm-hmm. Like, he is smart and with it and friendly. Mm. How is he acting like this with his crazy wife and her crazy storylines?
Why? How and why? Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at something quickly from 2021. I forgot. Okay. Yeah, he's estranged from his family.
Yeah.
I don't know where that stands now, 2023, so it's from 2021.
Yes. Right.
But yeah, he is living in Wendy's world, basically, you can say.
Yeah.
But he was looking real crazy in this moment.
I mean,
Ike was literally looking him dead in the face like, bruh.
Dead in the face.
Bruh, say with your chest that you do not know me.
Be fake to me. Be fake to me one more time.
One more time. Say it. And he didn't say it. He just said his one line. I just met him today. Yep. I just met him today. I just met him today. Like,
God.
And then right before the episode cuts out, NECA calls Wendy's mom a witch. And that's how the episode ends. Jesus. A witch.
Because now it's free reign. Now that Wendy has reflected.
Yeah.
Now it's free reign. Now her mom is a witch. She's casting spells. She has a cauldron. She's murdering chickens. Now it's like a thing. But if she just, like, you know what I mean? If she just addressed it head on, it wouldn't be this thing that they could run with.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And there's like a, there's a, this whole narrative of like Nekka running around town using Wendy's name and, you know, Nekka using Wendy's name for clout, whatever. It's giving, like, why are you so obsessed with me? Like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Self-importance.
All you're doing is talking about me. It's giving that. And yes, that is so, that's also what I think of when I think of Wendy. The self-importance, like, I know. I don't want to say it. It's terrible, but this, it starts to check out. I'm a doctor. Call me Dr. Wendy. Oh,
yeah.
I'm this guy. You bitches so are dumb. Yeah.
You bitches are dumb.
My show is going to be too high of an intelligence for you ladies to understand.
Yeah.
Oh, you're running around using my name for clout. Like, you must be obsessed with me. Like, it's giving. Mm. And I'm so perplexed as to why it had to get to that place with somebody who's like very obviously in your community.
Yes, right. Same.
This is not a random. This is somebody who's associated to you by family. Mm-hmm. Why did it have to get to that place? She's not using your name for clout. She
literally knows you.
She literally knows you. Like, I just don't.
Your husbands went to college together and set up the balloons for the fundraiser. Like, why?
Why
wouldn't you combine forces? That is how you become an iconic housewife, is when you have a friend.
When you have a
Nene is one of the most iconic housewives ever to be lived in.
Period.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nene could not get as far as she did alone. And she said that in the Carlos King interview.
She did. Yeah.
We're all here to eat. She was best friends with Kim. Mm-hmm. She was best friends with Portia.
Yep.
She was best friends with Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows that that's part of the reason why we watch this show.
Yes.
It is part of the reason to becoming an iconic housewife. Mm-hmm. Why would you just isolate yourself like this?
Why? Yeah. Yeah. Like, we all, that was the best part of the Nene interview, where she was like, say what you want about me, but I was trying to help us create the best season ever.
Yes.
I want all of us to eat. I want everybody to have a storyline. I want everybody to come correct. You ain't got a storyline? Yes. Yeah, I'm talking about you with producers that you got to go because you're not making this the season good.
Yeah.
We have to align. You have to be in alignment because this one of us is the star. Like, that's not, that's not going to make a good show.
Mm-mm. And look at her, the star.
And look at her, the star. Exactly.
The star. She, girl, she's in Dubai right now with the Dubai girls.
Oh, my
and
God.
Portia.
I saw. I know. Oh, girls all up in it. I already know. Like, Portia's. What's she celebrating? Wedding anniversary? They just be staying.
Her wedding anniversary? There's no wedding. Husband there?
He was there. I saw him.
He was there. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They still celebrating this wedding, bitch. I eat up everything that Portia puts out.
I love it.
Love it, love it.
Yes, another iconic housewife. Mm-hmm. But she had friends too. She was out of an abusive marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Yes.
Oh,
you
man.
You could definitely have enemies, but you have to have some friends.
You have to
have some friends.
Yeah. Look at Garcelle and Sutton. She got to be friends with Sutton, okay?
She got to stay aligned. Got to stay aligned to somebody. You came around an island by yourself? What the heck? Or try to put somebody on an island by themselves. Like, that's not going to make for good TV for us as a unit. So,
So,
Nekka's calling her mama a witch. And so that's where we're at now. So,
damn.
Now we got a quick preview for next week's episode. Mm-hmm, we see Nekka and Ike at the gynecologist talking about their, you know, fertility journey, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
The women go on a trip. Episode 5.
We got a trip. 5, man. It's and I've noticed they've been doing national and then international.
Yes.
Little cute start national
little weekend trip.
Which I'm sure Austin, Texas was very happy for that publicity for Black people to come to their
city.
True.
True. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed it. I think it's fun. I like the quick trips.
Please. Yeah. Give us trips all the time. The women go to Austin, then we see Robin on the sidewalk. So that comes next week.
Next week. Sitting down on the curb.
Sitting on the curb.
With jeans.
Oh my God.
A housewife.
The way you said
what? Because it's so mind-boggling to me. Why are you sitting on the street?
What is going to happen to make her on the curb sitting dolo on the sidewalk in Austin? Like, what?
Oh, God. Like,
oh, God. But even before that, we see her. She's going to have a moment in the SUV crying and yelling at the girls.
Yeah, I think she gets to, you know what? I wonder if this is a thing. I'm sure you all know, listening. It's all you smarties know. Who, when she's away from Juan, she probably has a lot. She has no lines to give. And she has no, like, physical attachment to him. And so I'm sure her emotions get all jumbled up and crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's off in Austin 3 days, like, uninterrupted time, just the girls.
Yes.
So there's no, you know.
Who are still, like, Juan's cheating on you, right? Where's Juan right now?
Yeah.
You have his, right. You have his Find My iPhone on? What you doing? Like,
Yeah, it's different when you're in Potomac, you go for brunch, and then you get to escape, go home.
Yeah, and you go home.
There's no escape. It's 4 days of these girls just, like, up your asshole about Juan. So, yeah, she gonna crack. That's what we're seeing. For sure. Right? Damn, that's crazy.
Right? That makes me feel bad.
Yeah. This is the life she set up for herself, so I can't even. I can't. I'm tired of feeling bad for Robin. This is crazy. You chose this life.
I know.
At this point.
I know, but.
You don't have to be with him. You do not have to be with this man.
And you very easily could flirt on camera with somebody else and everybody would egg it on and everybody would live.
Live. So, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see what that is. And then we see Ashley and Candace screaming at dinner. So.
Yeah, as they do. They've been screaming since day one.
They be screaming at each other, them two. They're the littlest ones on the cast, but got the loudest barks, particularly at each other. My God.
Chihuahuas.
Ooh, little chihuahuas.
Little furry chihuahuas.
A little chihuahua and a little Yorkie. Like, that's what it's giving. God.
Oh, shit. Oh my God. They are so, oh my God, it's so bad. And they're both pageant girls too. I keep forgetting.
Oh
shit.
My God.
Ashley was a pageant girl.
That's true. You're right. Yep. Oh Lord. So yeah, that was the episode, my friends. Justine, what did we learn?
Time.
What did we learn from these women?
God.
Oh, God.
You know what? I think that we learned this episode because the husbands now have their own separate drama and Eddie was too involved in the women's business to even have his own opinion about the men's drama. Like now it's all intertwined. Mm. I think it's not a good idea. I think it's a really good idea to be the Ray, to be the Juan. To be 100%. The now this season's Chris.
Yeah.
Just sit on the side.
Be off camera. Yeah.
Just be off camera or just say one little line. Like, who is my man? Jessel's husband.
Pavit. Yeah.
You say you're one little line and he fucked up. He said he diagnosed someone and he said, you know what? I gotta go.
Apologize.
Flush the toilet. See you guys later. Like,
he apologized eventually though.
He did. Yeah. He did apologize. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But just stay out of it.
This is
business for the ladies. Mm-hmm. Do not get involved because it's too complicated, I think. Yeah. I don't think men can, like, handle this kind of...
No, the way we be... The intricacies of our petty drama, like, y'all don't want none of this smoke. Stay out of it. You know what's good for you? Men, get out. Now, while you can.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I agree. I think we call it women's business, men's business for a reason. Like, that's just, we kind of fight differently. We argue differently. We're just living different spaces. I don't think there needs to be the crossover, particularly in the housewives world. I love when the husbands kind of dip in. I do love sometimes when they get involved in the drama. I mean, New Jersey, Joe Giudice and all that.
Like, I was just going to say.
We need that's them.
New Jersey has held on by the strength of those husbands.
Of the husbands.
In a way that we have not seen.
Yeah.
And I think we could have it with Potomac. I think we could with Ike and Eddie if they come back together.
Yeah.
We could have like a really strong house husbands franchise as well.
Yeah. But generally, I think it's in their best interest to stay out. The women give us enough drama. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, exit the lift. Okay, my question, if you got beef with my husband, can we be friends?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not even so much can we be friends. I think you can, which mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to parse through, but it's more so it's more so the question of like what becomes of our friendship then. You know?
Do you think it has to do with, because I've had this issue before.
Oh.
No key.
Oh.
Yes, girl. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you was beefing with a husband or someone was beefing with your
husband? I was not beefing with the husband. The husband was beefing with me.
Okay. You had no beef. He had beef with you.
I had no beef.
Okay.
I had no beef.
Got it.
But he had beef with me. Never trusted me.
Oh, God. He was a wild single friend dragging the friend out. Okay.
Yep. Which was not happening.
Which was not happening. Yeah.
It's something that happens. This is why I bring this up, because it's a deflection and a projection, right? If you're dating a bad bitch, she's not going to cheat on you because she's hanging out with her single friend. She's going to cheat on you because she very easily can get another nigga in a half an hour within breaking up with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, or not even breaking up with you. She can go out and just get another man on the street
in
5 minutes.
Right. And she has the wherewithal to cheat. It has nothing to do with the friend.
Exactly. But it's projection, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can be mad at the friend and not mad at themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, do you think it has to do with the origin of the beef?
Because
this like beef, I think, is solid. I too would have beef with Juan.
Yeah,
my friend like this.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, how the beef starts. For sure. Because my first question is, like, why are y'all beefing? Like, why you got beef with my husband? Why he beefing with you? Like, who did what? Who's wrong? What is this? But yeah, definitely who started it, getting to the bottom of that. But also, it's just tough because I'm married to my husband. I'm not married to you. Even if I know you're in the right. And I even come down on him hard, like condemn him for whatever he did.
Right.
End of the day, I'm still married to him. Like,
but so are Robin and Giselle. They're in a contract with Black Effect. They too are married.
They too are married in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked with Robin and Giselle, because obviously this question stemmed from them, is what then becomes of our friendship? Because it's not that we're watching their friendship dissolve. It's not that we don't see them being friends to each other. But what then changes? And what then does our friendship morph into because me and your husband got beef? And how unfortunate is that? And I just feel like there's always, again, what we see with Robin and Giselle, they're still friends, they're still going out to brunch, still fine. But they might say that there's definitely an air of awkwardness and something has changed. I don't want nothing to do with that in a friendship. Like, if I can't let my hair down and let it all hang out at this big old age at 34, like, I've done all the friendship breakups and all that shit in my 20s. Like, I'm really hoping not to do that as I move forward in life. I'm hoping the people around me are the people that are around me. So to, at this big age, feel like I gotta walk on eggshells with my friends or not be able to let it all hang out because you got issues with my husband or whatever, then our friendship dynamic just doesn't really serve me. I'm now hanging on for the sake of our business or I'm hanging on for the longevity or I'm hanging on for other reasons than just the pureness of our friendship because it's changed because of what went down.
Right.
Between you and my husband. You know what I mean? And it's...
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
But two questions for you. Number one, I think most of this onus is on the wife of said husband because I would not even know that Negro if it wasn't for you. So I think most of the onus of that tension between husband and friend is on the wife. Like, the wife needs to wrangle these two relationships together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not just the problem, not just the beef, the overall relationship going on here, right? Like, we just have to wrangle that together. It's the responsibility.
Definitely. The burden is on the person in the middle, like, the, the whoever we're talking about. To mediate, to understand how we got to this point where we're Yeah, where we got so close and entangled that you now have beef with my friend. That's not even your friend. Why are you beefing with her? Exactly. And then you exactly. and my husband. Like, I mean, what?
Yeah.
So, like, something about the handling of the relationships overall feels yes. messy. And, yeah, yeah, it definitely makes me feel like the friend in the middle has some work to do.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then secondly, I know you talked a lot about being the wife. What about when you're the friend? Like, mm-hmm. what's the responsibility there with the husband now?
Yeah, I've never been in a situation where I was being beefed with. Like, I was the friend.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Or even in this situation where I'm the yeah. wife and somebody's, like, beefing my husband. Yeah. Where does that leave the friend then?
Yeah, because, like, you think, like, oh, things have changed with my friend. I can't be friends with her anymore, and I'm going to go back to my husband. Mm-hmm. But this friend is alone now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the friend is, you know, she has her own leg to stand on, for sure. And
yeah.
the husband might be in the wrong, right? Regardless,
the husband might be in the wrong,
I'm still married to that nigga. I got to go home and sleep with him no matter what. But he yeah. might still be in the wrong, and I might know yeah. that. I might still have mm-hmm. to be there for my friend because she was wronged by my man.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that then leave the friend who was wronged yeah. or whatnot? I mean, she has a decision to make too as to, like, how much, how close, the closeness of their friendship doesn't just depend on the wife. It does depend on that friend too. Now, mm-hmm. how close do I want to mm-hmm. be still mm-hmm. with you? Now mm-hmm. we have a whole elephant, your entire husband, that we're not going to interact with, or not really going to, I'm not going to really talk with, or we're going to mm-hmm. have funky mm-hmm. air between each other. So mm-hmm. then there is a burden on the friend too to then kind of make a decision as to how she wants to move to protect mm-hmm. her own peace as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's messy. It's very messy, particularly since your I mean, generally your friend was around longer than your husband too.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you have a yeah. lifelong contract with your husband, not your friend.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, you might with your friend too, though. These
you
two,
might.
Do.
That's true. If they're in, like, business. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Money's yeah. entangled, our livelihoods. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, they definitely got to figure that shit out. But,
yeah.
Yeah. It's. That's what, when I see Giselle, so I see Giselle's just kind of like, I said all I can. I said my piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's that, you know, that's it.
And I wonder now, too, if they, because Rob is not going to notice if Giselle is pulling back anything because she's so emotionally involved with this man.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So she's not even going to know that mm-hmm. Giselle is, like, pulling back with anything she's saying.
Right.
But I wonder now if Giselle is just going to act like everything she says to Robin, she's saying directly to Juan. That's how I would act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything I say to Robin is exactly what I would say to Juan's face.
Mm. Ugh, I don't even want to talk about him. That's my approach. Another horrible way.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about him,
mm-hmm.
but it's like everything that you're receiving back from your friend mm-hmm. is directly from him. So you might as well act like you are talking to him.
I mean, he's feeding her the line, so mm-hmm. yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's real
that's
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah,
that's really complicated.
It is. I do. I'm really, yeah. really curious to see how this is going to continue to, like, evolve over the
mm-hmm.
course of the season. Because you could see already episode 4, she's, like, exhausted and is like, I'm good. I said all I had mm-hmm. to say. But it's not going to end here at episode 4. Like, there's going to be more. So I'm curious mm-hmm. how it's going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, email us twoblackgirlsonerose@gmail.com.
We had so much going on this episode. Please email us.
You got beef with somebody's husband, somebody beefing with your yeah. wife right now, let us know.
Yeah.
You and mixed up in women's business, men's business, what do you think?
Yeah,
let us know. Help us make sense of this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this was fun, friend. This was very
so fun.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Please join the Rose Garden at patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. Unlock mm-hmm. all that special bonus content. Rate, review, subscribe, and we will be back next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.